I was burgled, funny enough, a few weeks ago, and they stole my Scrabble set. So the police said, we'll get a DNA. I said, well, what about the rest of the letters? Hey, so you see the way I slipped that in, Rob? Yeah, we're coming to the lovely embassy on August the 10th. What's going to happen there, Rob, is that producer Mark Andrews, he's taken four Sundays, and he's going to recapture the London Palladium Des, you know, Sunday night, the variety.
Yeah.
You know, he's got Neil Hurst as a comper. He's got live musicians, and he's got the wonderful Janis Sutton dancers. So this should be just that. We're trying to recapture that atmosphere, you know.
You know, I thought that when I looked at it, the Sunday night Star Time series of shows.
Exactly. That's it in a nutshell,
and,
Rob.
And you talked about the Scrabble set and so on and so forth. And is that what it's all about, comedy still? The simplicity of it, the one-liners? Because they're the ones that make me laugh, to be honest.
I suppose it works for me. And some of the fabulous new guys that have come on the scene, like Tim Vine, Milton Jones, he's another wonderful one. Tim Vine's up in Edinburgh, so he's got a new show up there. So my hat goes out to them. They're always sort of keeping it fresh and new, you know?
Well, talking of Edinburgh, we ought to mention your daughter as well.
Ah, thanks, Rob. I didn't want to be too pushy there, you know,
well,
the
pushy parent. Well, let's talk about her, because just remind us, it's her first show, isn't it, following in Dad's footsteps?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, she's got her own style and her own character, which is relevant to the contemporary scene. But yeah, we're all thrilled for her. Well, Mrs. Cricket and I, we'll all drive up to see her.
It's a bit of a coming home for you, this, isn't it? Because you were a Butlin's red coat back in your early 20s, weren't you?
Oh, tell me about it. I loved that. That was a great era. You know, that was the late 60s. And in those days, the theatres, all the Butlin holiday camps had a custom-built theatre. It's like an embassy right in your camp with an orchestra playing you on and off because you'd get a red coat show. Although they had all visiting cabaret, the names of the day, there'd be a red coat gang show. So once a week, you could actually walk out to a 3,000-seater, you know, learn to put the stage makeup on. And, you know, it was what would be now known, Rob, as the performing arts. You know,
yes.
But you were getting that through a summer. It was a crash course. Of course, you see, in those days, you're younger, so you haven't found a character. I used to do things like, I went out with a girlfriend the other night, and she said to me, "You remind me of the sea." I said, "You mean I'm rough and rugged?" She said, "No, you make me sick." So you can see I've slightly improved, Rob.
I was getting withdrawal symptoms there. I was ready for another joke. I'm sure, I hope we'll have another one or two before you bid us farewell.
Well, I try not to let you down.
No, of course. What is it that's so special about the Embassy Theatre, Jimmy, for you?
I think Skegness is a variety heartlands. And I proved this 4 or 5 years ago. A guy put a show on called Tony Denton, and he said it was the best of British. I'm going to tour the show. And he put myself, Cannon and Ball, the late, great Frank Carson, Paul Daniels, the Crankies, and Brotherhood of Man. Now, that's ticket money.
There was what a lineup.
And where do you think we opened the first night was? At the Embassy to 1,300 people. He wouldn't have picked that if there hadn't. The tradition isn't carried on so much around that area, you know?
Wonderful, wonderful. I must just ask, any more letters from your mum recently?
Would you believe, yes. Yes, she did. She said, "Son, I'm thinking of entering your father in the next Commonwealth Games. Whenever he bangs his thumb, there's nobody throws a hammer further than he does."
Oh, very
topical,
more,
son.
I like that.
There's
on.
More. Yeah. She said, "Your sister Bridget has finally found a way to stop smoking with the aid of patches. She puts one over each eye and she can't find her cigarettes." I've just wrote a little song, would you believe, which will be coming out soon. And it starts, "I was standing in a bar in Uruguay, getting ready to order a beer, when this guy rushes in, and without a word of a lie, the customers all give him a cheer. He orders a large tequila, saying he's got a very big thirst. I said, 'Excuse me, I beg your pardon, do you mind? I was here first.' And then the chorus goes, 'I've been bit by Luis Suarez, ouch. And it wasn't just a pack. When I was bit by Luis Suarez, ouch, I got it in the neck. Ouch, ouch.'" So there you go. It carries on from there. It's quite a tale of cover-up and intrigue in a South American pub.
Well, I think we're very intrigued. We want to hear the rest of it, so we'll have to come along. We'll have to come along to the Embassy Theatre. Jimmy, as always, it's a real pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, cheers, Rob.
Just keep doing what you do best, and we look forward to seeing you on the 10th of August.
Lovely.
Thanks very much indeed.
A pleasure.